Gentis presents The Traitors by Vivian Stewart, performed by Simon Slater. Acknowledgements. I acknowledge most gratefully the guidance received from Lyle Kenyon Engel in the writing of this book, as well as the help and cooperation of the staff at Book Creations Incorporated of Canaan, New York. Marla Ray Engel, Rebecca Rubin, Marjorie Weber, Charlene de Jarnette, and in particular, Philip Rich, whose patience was seemingly inexhaustible. Also deeply appreciated has been the background research so efficiently undertaken by Vera Koenigswörter and May Scullion in Sydney. The main books consulted were The Life of Vice Admiral William Bligh, George Macanus, Angus and Robertson, 1931, Bligh, Gavin Kennedy, Duckworth, 1978, Rum Rebellion, H.V. Evatt, Angus and Robertson, 1938, The MacArthurs of Camden, S.M. Onslow, reprinted by Rigby, 1973, 1914 edition, Mutiny of the Bounty, Sir John Barrow, Oxford University Press, 1831, reprinted 1914, A Book of the Bounty, George Macanus, J.M. Dent, 1938. Description of the Colony of New South Wales, W.C. Wentworth, Whittaker, 1819. The Convict Ships, Charles Bateson, Brown, Son and Ferguson, 1959. Captain William Bligh, P. Wheat and C. Graham, Hamlin, 1972. History of Tasmania, J. West, Dowling, Launceston, 1852. A Picturesque Atlas of Australia, A. Garran, Melbourne, 1886, kindly lent by Anthony Morris. These titles were obtained mainly from Conrad Bailey, antiquarian bookseller, Sandringham, Victoria. Others relating to the history of Newcastle and Hunter River, New South Wales, were most generously lent by Ian Cottam, and extracts from the Historical Records of Australia were photocopied for me by Stanley S. Wilson. My gratitude for her efficient help in speeding typescript across the Atlantic goes to my local postmistress, Jean Barnard, and I owe an immense debt of gratitude both to my spouse and to Ada Broadley, who in the domestic field made my work in this book easier than it might have been. Truth, it is said, is sometimes stranger than fiction. Because this book is written as a novel, a number of fictional characters have been created and superimposed on the narrative. Their adventures and misadventures are based on fact and, at times, will seem to the reader more credible than those of the real-life characters with whom their stories are interwoven. Nevertheless, however incredible they may appear, I have not exaggerated or embroidered the actions of Governor Bligh, his daughter Mary Putland, John MacArthur, George Johnston, or their contemporaries in retelling the story of Australia's Rum Rebellion. They behaved in the manner described, although, of course, their dialogue, necessary in a novel, had to be imagined. In the light of hindsight, opinions differ as to the merits or flaws of Bligh and MacArthur. Each has his admirers and his critics, just as each, being human, has his vices and his virtues. But it is a fact which I acknowledge that John MacArthur played a very prominent and valuable part in rendering the colony prosperous by establishing its wool industry. He also, as this book will illustrate, came perilously near to destroying it, in order to retain the trading monopolies by means of which he and the officers of the New South Wales Corps made their personal fortunes. Very extensive reading has convinced me that, judged by the standards of their day and age, William Bligh was the most honourable man, John MacArthur the cause of his downfall, almost single-handed. It is interesting to note that of the governors and acting governors who followed the upright and far-sighted Admiral Philip, Colonel Patterson, in a single year, disposed of more land, 68,101 acres, than any who went before him. The rebel administration between Bligh's arrest and Governor Macquarie's arrival granted a total of 82,086 acres in, one can only suppose, an endeavour.